Blackstone Audio presents The Daring One, A Billionaire Bride Pact Romance by Cami Checkitz. This book is read by Amy McFadden. To all of our Colorado friends, we only spent a couple of weeks together, but you will always be dear to our hearts. The Billionaire Bride Pact. I, Summer Anderson, do solemnly swear that I will marry a billionaire and live happily ever after. If I fail to meet my pledge, I will stand up at my wedding reception and sing the Camp Wallachy theme song. Chapter 1. Summer plodded along the Snodgrass Trail, waiting for the promised views of Mount Crested Butte, but so far it was a dirt path with lots of lush greenery, mostly aspen and pine trees. Crested Butte, Colorado, was beautiful, and she didn't completely loathe exploring the trails on foot, but she would have traded Diet Coke for life to be on a mountain bike. Sadly, she couldn't afford a mountain bike or an abundance of Diet Coke. Maybe after she got her first paycheck from Haley, she could rent a bike for a day and go on a huge excursion with only Diet Coke in her water bottle. She laughed at herself, thinking of the bellyache she'd have. At least when she was running, she was in tune with Mother Earth and all that schmuck. Her younger self would have been happily running barefoot, but she'd become disillusioned, with branches and rocks poking her soles. And honestly, Mother Nature hadn't been too kind to her lately. With her earbuds in, jamming to Mumford and Sons, she was only in sync with nature visually, but she couldn't pound through miles on foot without some tunes. She sensed movement behind her and jumped in surprise as she heard someone yell, "On your left!" She dodged to the right, but the biker's front tire clipped her heel and she went sprawling into the undergrowth. Branches and rocks scratched at her face and bare arms. Summer let loose a yelp and rolled onto her back with a groan. She stared up through aspen leaves to the blue sky above, yanking her earbuds out. "Ouch," she muttered, inhaling the scent of dirt and pine needles, not ready to move quite yet. Footsteps pounded toward her, and then a man wearing a bicycle helmet and sunglasses bent over her.
"You all right?"
he panted out, pulling off his sunglasses and helmet and staring intently at her. Summer blinked up at him. She must have hit her head really hard. Was it even possible that Channing Tatum...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?